KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 64 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with isolated showers this morning. And again later today, a high around 86. There is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 a.m. today for the far west and southwest counties, including Fremont, Harrison, Mills, and Pottawatomie. Radar shows some very light precipitation over the western third of Iowa and widely scattered over Cass and other area counties to our south and southwest. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping area news, a Shelby County man died in a crash Tuesday afternoon east of Harlan. The sheriff's office reports 71-year-old Dale Heminger of Harlan died after the 1994 International semi he was driving left the road for reasons unknown and rolled into the south ditch, leaving him trapped in the vehicle. The accident happened on Nishna Avenue at around 4 p.m. Heminger was extricated from the vehicle by mechanical means, but he died at the scene. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene of that accident by the Harlan Police Department, Harlan Fire, Medevac Ambulance, Kirkman and Westphalia Fire Departments, Iowa State Patrol, Iowa Department of Motor Vehicle Enforcement, and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, who responded to a possible agricultural-related chemical spill from the truck. Officials at the Animal Rescue League in Des Moines reports the ARL's mobile response team deployed Tuesday to Audubon County to help remove 13 dogs from a residential property in Exira. When the team arrived, they found the dogs outside in a muddy chain-link dog run covered in a tarp that was sagging with water collected from overnight rain. The ARL said in a social media post, "We could tell instantly many of these dogs had not been well socialized. Some of the dogs, all adults, had never even had a name, and they were extremely shy, and many appeared to have never walked on a leash before." When they took the dogs to the ARL, the team was waiting to begin assessing their individual medical and behavioral needs and get them settled into their new clean living space. Dogs' kennels were filled with blankets, food and water, and smeared peanut butter on the walls to provide enrichment to help them relax after the long drive. In addition to needing spay and neuter surgeries, most of the dogs have fleas, skin and ear infections, parasites and toenails that have grown so long it's painful for them to walk. The dog in the worst shape, one named Violet, had nearly half of her body covered with horrific, cracked, painful skin from an untreated infection. The ARL says these 13 dogs are finally safe. They will finally have names of their own. And with your help, they will finally get the life they've always deserved with families who will love and cherish them. Anyone who is able to help is asked to donate to the ARL's Miracle Medical Fund for care of the dogs now and in the weeks to come. And the organization can continue to answer the call for help when animals have nowhere else to run. A traffic stop late Tuesday night in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of the driver of the vehicle at around 11:36 p.m. Red Oak police arrested 33-year-old Sarah Sue Batten of Red Oak for driving while barred. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report a 17-year-old male was arrested at around 1:40 a.m. on Tuesday following an incident in the 90 block of Main Street in Elliott. The unidentified teen was taken into custody for simple domestic assault and transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. For the second time in about 2 months, voters in the Riverside School District failed last night to pass a 10-year physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL, and a PEPL surtax. According to unofficial results from the Pottawatomie County Auditor's Office, the measure, which required a 50-plus-1 simple majority to pass, received 438 no votes to 405 yes votes, or 52% to 48%. 843 of the 2,783 registered voters cast their ballots for a total voter turnout of 30%. The majority of the no votes came from Oakland, where 229 voters said they were opposed to the measure and 216 said yes. That public measure had essentially asked if the district would be permitted to impose the levy for 10 years at a tax rate not to exceed $1.34 per $1,000 of taxable valuation, beginning with the levy of property taxes for the collection and fiscal year ending June 30, 2021. And a not to exceed 2% income surtax effective December 31st, 2020. And school officials say if it had been approved, the PEPL would have generated at $3.7 million over the 10-year period for capital improvements projects, such as replacing and renovating the HVAC system at the elementary and intermediate schools, while revenue from the surtax would have been used to pay down the property tax levy to an estimated $1.29 per $1,000 valuation. But again, that PEPL failed last night. In our funeral announcements, Diane Connolly, age 85, of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Diane Connolly will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. George Steenhuisen, age 85, of Irwin, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for George Steenhuisen will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Church of Christ in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. James Hightoff, age 68, of Audubon, died Sunday in Des Moines. A mass of Christian burial for James Hightoff will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Randy Allen, age 64, of Carson, died June 17th in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Randy Allen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Dennis Denny Studelberg, age 69, of Mitchell, South Dakota, and formerly of Atlantic, died May 28th. A celebration of life for Denny Studelberg will be Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, with the gathering at 4 o'clock and the service to start at 4:30. You're invited to stay afterward or for a Hawkeye tailgate party with all the fixings, and you're encouraged to dress in your favorite team attire. Also, Jody Wilson, age 48, of Harlan, died Saturday. Private family services for Jody Wilson will be held at a later date. The Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.